Come in. Oh, hey, you. It's not often that you come and visit me at work. It's quite a very welcoming surprise, considering how the day has been going. No, now's fine. Come in. Just give me one second, okay? Hey, Claudia, do you mind rescheduling my appointments for the rest of the afternoon? I have a bit of a surprise visitor, as I'm sure you're aware of. Oh, you're already on it. Claudia, this is why I pay you wonderfully and give you all the vacation that you've ever wanted. Yeah, no, once you're done, you can go ahead and head out, sweetie. Thank you. Now, back to you. Like I said, I'm not used to you coming and visiting me. And also, considering how I left you this morning, I'm surprised that your legs are still functioning, dear. Okay, in my defense, you did say that you wanted me to pound your ass harder, quote unquote, if I remember correctly. So, I would say I'm not sorry for that at all. But, what brings you to my office, dear? I can tell from that smirk it's more than just to bring me lunch and to spend time with me. So, out with it. Come on. Or am I gonna have to actually punish you here in my office? I thought so. Now, come here and tell me. Oh, so you've been thinking about me all day. And just teasing and edging yourself because I didn't tell you could come this morning. Again, very much not sorry, dear, but I think part of me knows that you enjoy that so much, which is why I make you edge so much, but... You do know I've always wanted to fuck in my office, so... I think we can go ahead and make an exception. Especially since you've been such a good boy lately. And I feel like I haven't been rewarding such good behavior as much. So, we can definitely go ahead and do that. But, I want to try something different with you. It's good different, you'll like it. Don't you worry. But this is what I'm going to have you do. I want you to take a seat in one of my chairs, so you can pick whichever. We'll get to the couch later. Trust me, that couch needs to be christened and then some, but we'll get there. No rush. You know how much I love to take my time with you. So, this is what I'm going to do. Since I know that my good little boy loves to be tied up, and I love to tie you up and do countless other things to you, I want you to strip down for me. You can leave your boxers on for now, but strip down for me. Nice and slow. Come on, give me a show. Just because we're in my office doesn't mean you need to behave any differently. You can't just, you know, shake your ass at me and not expect me to spank you. But continue. Come on. There you go. Good boy. Now, sit down. And you get to watch my mastery at its finest. Though how should I tie you up that won't be inconvenient later? I got it. Just give me a couple moments. All right, that'll do for now. And the main bit of this, I'm going to blindfold you. Now, I know we've always talked about this and we haven't gotten around to it, but I think you'll like it. So, what do you say, dear? I know I never have to twist your arm, but I'd like to give you some options here and there. Give you some semblance of choice, though ultimately you always do what I want. Now, I can truly have my fun with you. Do you like how my nails just run up the inside of your leg, up your calf, and up along the insides of your thighs? I can feel your body trembling and shivering, watching as that big, thick cock of yours that I love so much is just responding to all that attention. Oh, and since it's just us here in the office, don't you dare hold back your moans from me. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Just digging my nails in, getting a nice, good grip of your thighs. You not quite knowing what I'm going to do next as I robbed you of your sight. But trust me, you'll be able to feel it, my dear. Now, just feeling my hands wrapping around you. I can already tell you're so hard and even wet already for me, goodness. Do you like how my hand just slides up and down your cock? How it just pulses and almost jumps. Especially as my hand does barely wrap around you. Well, yes, I do enjoy it, but do not forget your place, dear. I mean, I am easily down here, and if I remember correctly, a certain someone does not enjoy thigh slaps. But tell me, do you like it, dear? That's my good. And just feeling my hand going a little faster along you. Oh, what was that? No. If you're gonna beg, you beg proper, or you get nothing, my dear. Now say it again. I swear, your begging is just like sweet music to my ears, my dear. But since you asked so nicely, I suppose that I can indulge you. I always love how your moans get so loud when my tongue flicks along the underside of your head. Just making you wait and wonder when my tongue is gonna find your cock again, running along your length before I just... Mm. Good boy. Is it sad that I just love to watch how you grip the chair, just barely keeping it together? How your whimpers just grow louder and louder and louder to me. Almost as though you're trying to beg for more with just your sounds. No. No, dear, you'll come when I say you can. But for now, I want you to go ahead and just focus on my voice. Focus on how my tongue just keeps teasing your cock as I suck on you. How my hands run up and down your chest, your stomach, your legs. Just flooding your body with so much pleasure. Just find that emotion, and I want you to hold on to it and focus on that. And just know that your mistress will take amazing care of you as long as you continue to be her good boy. Now, can you do that for me, dear? Continue to be such a good boy for me. So much free cum, my dear. My God, little boy, just aching, begging his mistress to fuck him senseless in her office. Well, if you keep this up, it'll be more than just a dream of yours, my dear. Now, I feel like I've tortured you enough for the moment. Just for the moment, anyway. Besides, we haven't even gotten to the main event yet. Now, do you trust me? I always have to ask, you know, safety and consent and all those lovely things that we practice, but I'm going to untie you. And I'm going to place you how I want to, because I'm going to fuck the living daylights out of you. Because, well, your moans are just so intoxicating. And the only thing that I want right now is my good boy's cock slamming in and out of me. And I know there'll be no complaints from the peanut gallery, am I right? Good. Now, take my hand, and I'll guide you where I need you. But before we get too into the fun times, there's something I want you to do for me. Because I know you, and more than likely, you brought a toy for yourself, not didn't you? How long have you been my pet, dear? I think I know you fairly well by now. So, I'm going to unblindfold you for a moment. And I want you to slide your plug in before I fuck you, dear. Slide your boxers down. And just let me watch as a nice bubble ass of yours just takes that plug so easily. Well, maybe if you're good, as I know you will be, I'll even peg you when we get home. I can't help that your ass is amazing, and I like to spank it and fuck it whenever I can. But no distracting me. Oh, just ease it in. Feel how my lips just... kissed on your neck. Helping you to relax. Just slide it in inch by inch, dear. Ah, there you go. Good boy, good. Again, I can't resist. It's just a nice ass. I can't resist. Now, close your eyes like I'm blindfold you again. No, I'm not going to tell you what we're going to fuck on. I'll let you figure it out. And if you guess correctly, well, you may get to come inside me. We'll see. Now, are you ready, dear? And I'll ask again, are you sure that you're ready, dear? Good, because I don't plan on holding back with you, dear. Now, take my hand. Come on. No. Be careful not to bump into that. There we go. Now, I just want you to lean back. Just feel my nails going down your chest. Well, I can't help that you like when I claw and mark you up, but... Do you like feeling how nice and warm and wet I am for you? How, because you've been such a good boy, I'm going to give you a little treat of your own. Well, I can't help that you just know all the right words to say just to push all the right buttons. Now. Fuck. Just feeling me slide down onto your cock. Oh, fuck. Now, how did I just happen to earn myself such a obedient, boy? Fuck. Fuck. Don't you dare just lay there. Fuck. Just thrust those hips and just feel me take every inch as my walls tightly wrap around you. You love knowing how tight I am around you, just milking every last bit of your breakdown. Oh. And as I just slowly ease you in, sliding down a little bit and pulling back until I just I can't help that I'm extra mean. I mean, I did have to reschedule an entire day's worth of appointments because my usually good boy was in such a naughty mood. But I guess you'll just have to make that up to me now. Won't you? I always love how you say it so deep inside me every time. Oh no, I heard that. Now what's the magic word? Brady, please, what? I don't know, I think you can beg for my cunt better than that, little boy. Much, much better. No, not yet. Plus, I know you can last so much longer than that. Especially knowing that. I'm getting closer. Just feel me as I ride that big, thick cock of yours. Oh, fuck. No, don't you dare come. Even if you feel me coming on top of you, no, don't you dare come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You ready to feel me come, baby? Don't you? I'm not holding back with you. No, not yet. Yes, you are my good little boy. Whose cock I can use whenever I want. Now somebody's. Really getting into it. No. You don't get to join me in this one. You want to come? Tell me how badly you just want to flood my room with all of your cum. Tell me. Alright, well, I'm gonna give you a countdown. And then you and I will get to come together. How does that sound? Alright, I'm gonna start at 20, dear. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, ten, nine, eight, seven. Are you ready, dear? Oh, we're getting so close. Six, five, four, three. And you'd better not spill a drop, my dear. Two, one. Oh, goodness, you are a messy boy. No, I'm just gonna lay here on top of you for a while. Well, I know, I probably should have had you guess where we fucked on, but I thought I made it fairly obvious, and you have been such a good boy for me, so I don't think you can blame me now, can you? All right, you. I can take your blindfold off. Oh, now let's get cleaned up. I'm now suddenly very, very hungry. And you should come visit my office more. Just definitely give me more of a heads up.